From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Alan Young. Last week, Mayor Daryl Steinberg and Sacramento Republic FC announced plans for a new soccer stadium and entertainment district in the downtown rail yards. The plan is backed by a significant investment from the tribe Wilton Rancheria. This project, the second largest downtown boost since the Golden One Center, would include a 12,000-seat soccer stadium, a separate 3,600-seat music venue, and a hotel, housing, and restaurants, not to mention more mixed-use spaces across 31 acres in the central city. Architects of the plan hope to open up the stadium by 2027. It would mark the first time that a Native American tribe would hold majority ownership in a men's professional sports team. Mayor Steinberg joins us today to discuss what this means for Sacramento's future. Mayor Steinberg, welcome back to Insight.
Great to be with you always, Alan.
It's been a quarter century since the rail yards was the Union Pacific's major railroad facility in the West. Many of our listeners have been hearing about plans to revive the rail yards for most of their lives, maybe all of their lives, though plans have faced continued setbacks. Can you explain this plan and the vision to our listeners?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm really excited for the people of Sacramento, because you're right. The rail yards has long been a place that people have looked at and said, why hasn't it been developed? When is it going to change? And of course, there have been many development plans over time and different people who have come in. Well, we've actually made significant progress under Downtown Rail Ventures, Denton Kelly and his team. I mean, there's a huge modern state courthouse that's going to open next year. There's two major housing projects. And of course, Kaiser is going to build a major hospital and medical center in the rail yards as well. And that is great, but not nearly enough. For the last 8 years, we've imagined the idea of building a state-of-the-art soccer facility, soccer stadium, in the heart of our central city in the rail yards. And it has been quite a dramatic story, as we've had several investors come and go, as we have worked to try to bring first Major League Soccer to Sacramento. And COVID and the fact that some of these investors were from out of town and at the end of the day, maybe not really committed to Sacramento. Well, sometimes when you have some hardship, the ultimate victory becomes even sweeter because we finally found the right investor. And so Wilton Rancheria is working with Kevin Nagel, who of course has been our longtime owner of the Republic FC. And as I say, been a real hero to the community because given all those ups and downs, he could have pulled up stakes a number of times and never did, really out of a belief that this day could happen. Well, Wilton Rancheria is the majority owner. As you say, the first Native American nation to be a majority owner of a men's professional sports team in North America. They are returning to their native lands. And that's a important and actually beautiful part of the story. They are gaining the 31 acres that was the site for all of the other soccer agreements that never actually came to fruition. And it's more than soccer. It'll be a 12,000-seat stadium, expandable, by the way, which is important.
Yeah, so how many seats? How many seats can we...
12,000, but it'll be built in a way that's expandable to 25,000. And, you know, there's a lot of conversation that may occur over these next weeks and months, whether it's Major League Soccer, whether it's other important institutions within the Sacramento region that are talking about building stadiums. There's the potential of this foundation leading to something more. And it's more than soccer, because that's just 14 acres. To the east, there's another 17 acres that Wilton will now own. And that's where they intend to build housing and what some refer to as the second DOCO, Downtown Commons, just as the Kings did as part of the Golden One Center construction. And this is going to be mixed use, entertainment, retail. It's going to be another destination for the people of Sacramento. But that's not all, because DRV, separate from Wilton, is also agreeing to build a 3,600-seat fixed music venue in the old paint shop with a major music promoter still to be identified.
So has it been secured, or are you still looking for one?
Well, they have committed to it. The Kellys, DRV, has committed to it, but they're not yet ready to announce who their partner is, but they will in due time. But these are three major pieces of this railroad. So when you combine that with the hospital, with the housing, with the courthouse, and then more to come, this is going to be a doubling of our Central City Business District. And that is amazing, especially when you think about that most people thought. I remember being in the Assembly in 2004 when Governor Schwarzenegger became governor. And as we got to know each other, he would always say to me, I drive in from the airport, or I get driven in from the airport, what's with that rail yards, and when are you going to develop this? Well, it's taken some time, but it's been built over time. And now this is going to be the catalyst that is going to change the central part of Sacramento, the central business district, in a positive way forever.
So 20 years ago, you talked to the governor about this giant space is the first thing that people are greeted with when they come into the city from the north. You mentioned some setbacks. Can you remind people what stopped the planned soccer stadium last time and why you believe this project will not suffer the same fate?
Well, so one thing that has really been positive that leads us here to this success today is that we did not have to negotiate with a blank slate with Wilton. We had the template of an agreement because we had been through this with investors for the last 8 years. Well, several things. When I became mayor, the franchise fee for Major League Soccer was about $50 million. It's now $600 million. We pursued this, and of course, in 2019, we made an agreement with Ron Burkle, the grocery store magnet from Southern California. And for a variety of reasons, largely COVID-related, he dropped out. And that was really unfortunate to the city, for the city. Major League Soccer kind of backed off, which I also think was unfortunate because the reaction should have been, we'll find you another investor right away and come right back to it. But they didn't. But we decided we weren't going to let any of that stand in our way. We had several other potential Major League Soccer investors. They came close to the starting line or the finish line, but in the end decided for a variety of reasons that they couldn't do it. Again, we were living in a pretty extraordinary economic period post-pandemic. And then Kevin Nagel and I remember sitting down last year and saying that we want Major League Soccer, but we don't need Major League Soccer. Why not pursue a 12,000-seat stadium that could be expandable for college sports, for MLS someday? And why don't we make something great happen here for the people of Sacramento? Because, you know, the Republic itself, I don't care what league they're in, they've defeated Major League Soccer teams over the last couple of years. And our fans want MLS, but they love the Republic, period. And so over the last year, especially when Wilton came into the picture, I sort of reconvened the old negotiating table that we had set up in the prior versions of this. We had a template because, again, the city always said, we're never going to write a check out of our general fund. We're willing to invest in infrastructure. We're willing to approve billboards and signs. And then the rest of this needs to be funded through the private sector. We brought the parties together and more intensively over the last couple of months, and we had the right team and the right investor, and we got to this successful conclusion. This is different. Wilton is local. They have a stake here. The others did not. And the term sheet itself, which has now been signed, and of course it's quote non-binding, but it is detailed, and they want to do it here. And so there's every I have no doubt that though there are implementation steps in 2025, you have to form the infrastructure district, you have to vote on the signage district. There's several other important but technical steps that we're well on our way and that we will have this stadium in 2027. And like I say, in terms of Major League Soccer, we want them, we don't need them. But I'll tell you, this success makes it much more likely that we'll get Major League Soccer someday, because once again, the league and the country can see that we are rabid about soccer. We have the greatest fan base in the country, and that they'd be lucky to come here.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Mayor Daryl Steinberg on the city's plan to build a new soccer stadium and entertainment district at the Sacramento Rail Yards. So, Mr. Mayor, you mentioned MLS. What still needs to happen for Sacramento to be eligible and then to become a Major League Soccer town?
We are a Major League Soccer town. So that's, and I don't say that in any kind of a defensive way. I say that with pride. We really are. And our psychology has shifted a little bit here. I know I've said it not twice, but we would love Major League Soccer, but it isn't the test anymore. What would it take? Well, I think it'll take the league coming back to us and saying that they want to be here. And of course, you have to negotiate the franchise fee, which has gone up. That was one of the issues. It was $600 million, I think, for San Diego. That'll be up to the Wilton Rancheria and their investment team to decide what they want to do. I know this. Chairman Tarango and CEO Chris Franklin and the Tribal Council, they are doing this for all the right reasons. And they're also big thinkers and big doers. And I think if there is the opportunity to gain Major League Soccer, that they won't hesitate if it's right.
I think it's worth mentioning that this is not publicly funded. It's publicly funded in a way with a kind of complex tax increment financing practice, but this is not coming out of the general fund. But having that said, what other challenges must be overcome to make this vision a reality? You mentioned that the sheet with the Wilton Rancheria, non-binding. What needs to happen for this to come together? What are the big steps? And maybe that makes some listeners concerned, like, oh, non-binding. What does that mean to you?
Well, I want to go backwards for a minute before I go forward to answer your question. One of the things that is great, among many things, is that Wilton does not have to go through the environmental review process or any of the planning process to build the stadium. All that work had been done as a result of all of the prior efforts. So they're far ahead here. There does have to be some additional city council votes around actually formally establishing the infrastructure district, approving the number of signs and the locations of the signs. The city is buying land from the Kellys, from DRV, adjacent to the Central Valley Station, that we believe is really going to be important to increase the transit capability for that whole area, the whole multimodal station. That has to be formally approved. And so there are a series of a half dozen or so formal votes that need to be taken. But I think that this agreement is so detailed and so ironclad, and there's so much goodwill behind it and so much community support. And we have this local investor now, as opposed to someone from out of town who didn't have as much stake in the future of Sacramento, that I think the people can be very confident that this is going to happen.
The tenure of your predecessor, Mayor Kevin Johnson, was in part defined by his ability to broker the deal that brought Sacramento the Golden One Center. How important was it for you to get this plan in place before your exit and to be remembered for bringing a high-profile project to Sacramento?
Well, mostly I'm happy for the city. And I just view my responsibility and my job as delivering for the city. For me personally, of course, there's a sense of pride. But really, it's more about the city. I look at it in the broad sense. At the end of my tenure for my last two big public service positions, I was able to play a key role in helping save and grow professional sports in Sacramento, because in 2013, I was in the good position as pro tem of the Senate to author the bill that was key, because without the bill, David Stern and the NBA would not have approved keeping the Kings in Sacramento. The bill prevented the Seattle interests from being able to stop the Golden One Center project. And so that was that. That was one bookend. And now I'm bookending this chapter of my public service, being in a position to help see this through. And so, yes, it was important to me because it's important to the city. I mean, the mayor and all city leaders have multiple responsibilities, right? Public safety, providing the basic services, certainly equity, and ensuring that we are focused on people and neighborhoods that have been left out and left behind is an essential part of our job description. There's another essential part of our job description that fits with the other two. And that is build a modern city. More is good. Aspire to and push for as many places for people to have a good time, to make memories, for people to gather, for community to be built in the central city, but throughout the entire city. And so this, for me, in combination with the work that maybe doesn't get talked enough about. I know my friend Dennis Mangers was on Insight last week talking about the creative economy, but we've built a creative economy and are building a creative economy in real time here as well. So I'm very happy, but I'm mostly happy for the people of Sacramento.
Finally, switching gears, emotions are still really high from last week's election. President-elect Trump is selecting his cabinet. We were just talking about that before we started. And the outcome of the mayor's race here in Sacramento is still being tallied. In our last couple minutes, would you please give some thoughts about the election and what you feel must happen in Sacramento over the next 4 years?
Well, the national election first, like many Democrats, I'm disappointed and a bit shocked, actually, with the outcome. I think it's important we don't engage in the blame game. It's not that productive. Instead, I want us to look forward as Democrats and think about how are we going to elevate agendas that actually speak to the plight of working class Americans, especially in middle America, especially those young men who Vice President Harris lost and Trump won. I think we have to reimagine public education in this country to make it much more about workforce development in addition to academics. We cannot have a you either go to college or bust mentality, and we need to build out those pathways as early as 16 years old in high school, and young people need to be better prepared for the modern workforce. I think if that's a Democratic agenda, that we can regain the support of a lot of people who have been traditional Democratic voters who we lost. In terms of Sacramento, the city's going to be in good hands, no matter who ultimately wins the mayoral election. And I think the events of the last week and maybe what we'll announce over the next couple weeks, even before I leave office, will be a further boost in momentum. Look, Sacramento can have it all, even if it's imperfect. We can grow a modern city with more to do for people, more vitality, and we can do it in a way that brings everybody in, including people who have been traditionally left behind and left out, and that includes all of our neighborhoods. I think if we focus on those dual responsibilities, grow more dynamism, and do it in a way that's inclusive, that Sacramento's best days are ahead.
And just in our last 30 seconds, what do you suggest the public does? What would be your hope for the public over the next 4 years?
In Sacramento?
In Sacramento.
Stay engaged and involved. I mean, the neighborhood movement is back in Sacramento. And I think it's really a healthy thing because the old neighborhood movement was largely about public safety, still is, but now it's about economic development in those forgotten commercial quarters. Keep fighting for a growing Sacramento.
Mayor Steinberg, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Alan.
That was Mayor Daryl Steinberg speaking to us about the new plan for a soccer stadium and entertainment district in the downtown rail yards. On December 10th, Mayor Steinberg finishes his final term and a new mayor will be sworn in. Next up, the 18th century practice of suicide by proxy, committing murder to secure salvation through execution, has inspired a book by a UC Davis professor and a movie by Austrian filmmakers that may be nominated for an Oscar. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Alan Young.